Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Ruether. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dutch Ruether. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Gehringer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Koenig moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. Blue goes all the way around to score. Gehringer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Mainisch moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill bunts towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. Mainisch moves to third. Heilman moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruether takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gehrig. Heilman scores. Father Gill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Blue steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a fly ball towards right. Ruth catches it and throws to Koenig to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether fires to first and picks off McManus. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. McManus scores. Tavener moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs bunts in front of the plate. Woodall can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gibson drops the ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Father Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-4 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Musial strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.